Good morning. 9:01 a.m. Sunday, November the 27th, 2016. It's nasty out here. I left a little bit later hoping to get a little bit of warmth, and it is a little bit warmer. It's high 30s, which is better than the high 20s it was when I got up. But the sky is crying. It's a combination of rain and snow. It wasn't coming down when I took the picture, but it started before I actually got the picture sent, which I found interesting. And now it stopped for a while, and then it stopped for a while, and it stopped for a while. Now it's it's pretty much starting. It's not a heavy, it isn't a light rain. It's a, you know, spitting snow. It's not terrible. It's just not pleasant. So what am I going to talk about today? Today I'm going to talk about... I have to do a review for Monday. I want to review. I've been reading... excuse me. I've been reading a 3-book set that I got for free. And for the life of me, I can't... The Electo Alliance or something. It's pretty dark. Yet, and only how do I say this? It's got a lot of technical flaws in terms of point of view breaks, in terms of structural issues. I'm also point of view breaks. The author is fond of hopping around heads. And in spite of that, I'm finding myself drawn to it more and more. I think I'm about 40% through the books, through the package that I got. Oh, hello, Rain. I hear it pitter-pattering on my hood, which you can believe is up today, even though it makes me hunch over. I don't know if you can hear it on the microphone, but I can certainly hear it. So it's a very interesting story. Definitely space opera, definitely military science fiction. I'll probably review it, but I don't have... I'm not going to finish it today or tomorrow, but I probably will review it. Just because I think it's an interesting take on the broad-scale space opera military science fiction. I think it's a good example of stories with rising action, in that things get heated and then they calm down a little bit and the reader gets a chance to catch up and process, and then they get heated a little more and then calm down again, and the reader gets a chance to catch his breath and catch their breath and process. Each new peak is higher than the last, but it's not one peak after another peak after another peak after another peak. The sort of breathless structure of your average adventure novel, where each new battle dumps you immediately into a next bigger battle. Which I find tedious. I find it exceptionally tedious. Just probably why I don't read that much adventure, that much thriller. I'm not sure I understand the difference between adventure and thriller, but so I did the backyard yesterday. The lawnmower eventually started. It was quite distressed. It hasn't run all summer long. And then yesterday I pulled it out of the shed and tried to start. It did start eventually. It took me 20 minutes of fiddling around with it, cleaning the spark plug, to get it going. But I did eventually get it going. And managed to pick up about 100 pounds of leaves off the backyard. My upper back is telling me all about it. My calves are complaining this morning because of the extra exercise they got with walking and lifting and carrying and tugging. Yeah, that was hard. It took just a little over an hour. I was planning on doing two sessions of half an hour piece. But when I got done with the first half hour of actually bagging leaves, I only had a little bit left. The 20 minutes I spent with my upper body workout trying to get the lawnmower to start, I didn't actually count. It was sort of like, oh, this is tedious. But I did accomplish something yesterday. I also started writing in Fire again yesterday. And I think I've already been into it again this morning. Now, I realized when I stopped last night, I had stopped in a spot where I knew it was going to be, you know, what needed to happen next. And then I realized that this whole scene really doesn't need to exist. This whole scene is just sort of me getting back into the story. And the answer is I need to take pretty much everything that I wrote yesterday, which was not very much, and replace it with what's supposed to be there. Oh, that's interesting. Blog post. Half this sidewalk, this is a double wide sidewalk, is a little seam that runs down the middle. And the half of it that's closest to the fence is almost dry, where the other half, the half that's furthest from the fence, is pretty wet. And I think it's because of the direction of the wind. It's enough to push the rain off this close side and onto the far side. And yet, and here's a, that's probably right, because here's a short fence. And now everything is wet. Can't tell if it's still precipitating now or not. I'm still seeing the occasional snowflake. But yeah, the winds come from the north. It's very clearly affecting where the sidewalk gets wet. Oh, my shoulders are really... are really tense. They are really painful. Oh. I'm trying to work them to stretch them out a little bit, but it's not working. It's not helping. Oh yeah, it's still precipitating. Just got a face full. Yeah. So yeah, things are beginning to slide back. Things are beginning to return to something approaching normalcy. Very excited dog. Rain again. Somebody hiking along with a parka like mine. Big canvas messenger bag. Dragging a dog. Dog is quite excited. Looks like a yearling. Not behaving well.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dog is anxious to go. So yeah, things. I've got to figure out what to do. I may have to make a grocery run today. Some geese. I have to figure out what I'm going to do. I've got the leftover turkey carcass. And today would probably be a good day to make turkey bone soup. I got some beans. That's a lot of geese. That's interesting. The barricade at the end of the street is down. I wonder if that means we can drive through there now. That was a lot of geese. There was two. No, there was a lot. There were a lot of small flocks that were honking to join up with the larger flock, and they were just sort of wheeling around above me. It was quite exciting. I quite enjoyed it. I wish I had the geese noise on mynoises.net. I've been using mynoises.net as a white noise or a gray noise generator. And it has some soundscapes on it that are pretty cool. So there's a data systems closet sound with whooshing fans and the occasional chirp noise and a couple of spaceship sounds. There's a flying fortress sound. It's an aircraft engine hum. It's really quite adequate for helping to chop off some of the background noise distraction that happens in my house every minute of every day now. Wow, but here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.